Most of us learn about the ongoing violence and instability in Iraq through the newspapers and TV reports. It's often scenes of conflict with troops and insurgents fighting on the streets. But the most important factor is often lost behind these images, the people of Iraq. On June the 16th, a special solidarity mass was celebrated in Westminster Cathedral to give bishops, priests and worshippers the chance to stand side by side with Iraq's Christians. Bishop Crispian Hollis, chair of the International Affairs Department of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, preached at the mass and acknowledged the ongoing suffering in the country.
The continuing violence has seriously wounded your community in a particular way. And the murder and kidnapping of lay people and clergy by extremists of all sorts has been both systematic and deliberately relentless.
But reflecting on his recent visit to northern Iraq, Bishop Hollis recognised a strength in faith amongst Iraq's Christian communities.
My visit, which took me to Erbil, Kirkuk, Sulaymaniyah, allowed me the privilege of sharing faith with your bishops, with the priests and your fellow citizens. And I was hugely encouraged and strengthened by their courage and by their fidelity in such adverse circumstances.
The Mass was very moving, with the Gospel sung in Arabic, and the Our Father was said in Aramaic, the language closest to Christ's dialect. It was also said in the languages of the congregation.
أبانا الذي في السماوات يتقدس اسمك يأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض أعطنا فرسنا كفافنا اليوم واغفر لنا خطايانا كما نحن أيضا نغفر لمن أخطأ إلينا ولا تخذلنا في التجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير لأن لك الملك والقوة والتسبيح إلى أبد الآبدين آمين.
The Cathedral Mass offered a simple opportunity for hundreds of people, bishops, priests, Iraqi Christians and local worshippers, to join together in prayer. Archbishop Raho, who was killed in Mosul earlier this year, was remembered, as was aid worker Margaret Hassan and the many Iraqis that have died in the last 5 years. This Mass was a chance to put the headlines to one side and to just stand together with our Iraqi brothers and sisters to pray for peace.